60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit savebythescan.org. It could save your life. Savebythescan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Well, we're here at halftime from Memorial High School. It's all Old Abes in this girls' basketball matchup. They are crushing the Menominee Mustangs 50-10. And, Derek, you know coming into this game, Memorial is very good. Memorial has a shot to have a very magical season. They've been good pillar to post all season long. And we knew coming in that Menominee's been struggling a bit. Even with those two ingredients, this is an absolute display by Memorial tonight, what they have done. They have made Menominee look silly tonight. They've embarrassed them on the floor in basketball terms.
Yeah, they have been all over them defensively. They're getting numerous amount of steals. Offensively, they're making their three-pointers and two-pointers. They're just making a bunch of their shots, and it's been all Memorial in this one.
And you got to figure, when you are Memorial and you've got the record they've got and all that, typically the opponent's going to come in and give you their best. How Memorial has done this tonight is the level of intensity they had this evening. I don't know what Brandon Fanning told them in the locker room. I don't know what the messaging was. It's not because it was senior night necessarily, but this team came out and has played with the intensity as though this itself was a playoff game, and the result has shown. Derek, why don't you take us through some stats? They're probably all good for Memorial. Menominee might want to plug their ears, though, when they hear theirs.
Oh, yes. It is ridiculous stat after ridiculous stat in this one. Memorial shot 8 of 13 from beyond the arc and 11 of 20 from two-point land. So they shot 19 of 33 for 57%. In the first half.
And again, 8 made threes?
Yes, 61% three-point percentage, which is just ridiculous for them. As for Menominee, just 5 of 16 shooting and yet to make a three-pointer. So they sit at 31% in the field goal department. As far as rebounds go, it gets even more ridiculous. Memorial, 9 offensive rebounds compared to Menominee's 5 defensive rebounds. So Memorial is beating Menominee on Menominee's glass right now. Memorial's winning both glasses right now.
And I know we don't have turnover stats, but all you need to know, folks, the eyes would tell you a lot of turnovers forced by Memorial in this one. Quickly, some scoring numbers here for Memorial. Ava Hoytot's got 8. Marley Ferguson's got 8 as well. Lydia Palmier and Raina Welch have 7 for Memorial. Second half coming up, it's 50-10 in favor of Memorial. All Memorial in this one is, assuming they don't have a colossal collapse here, they will mathematically earn at least a share of the BRC crown, heading into a chance to secure it outright on Thursday against Rice Lake. Second half next, here from Eau Claire Hometown Media in 93.5.
Join the area's newsmakers and learn more about what is happening in our town, all while enjoying a beer with the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. Each week, Jerry Keel from Northwestern Bank brings on guests to learn more about what is happening in our region, and along the way, they try some delicious beers. It's the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com.
The best place to go for the best local content is echometownradio.com. There you'll find dozens of local podcasts covering everything, from news to sports to dogs and even beer. echometownradio.com is the place to hear from people right here in the Chippewa Valley talk about what matters to you. New podcasts dropping daily. That's echometownradio.com, and look for them on Spotify.
Sports Talk Radio is flooded with opinions.
Blah, blah, blah.
So why not cleanse the palate a little with something different? Check out the Let the Kids Play podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. Get the opinion on the latest sports news from the perspective of a 13-year-old. Join Derek Montesano every week for his opinion on what is happening in sports. Let the kids play. Heard only at echometownradio.com. We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
The teams are back on the court, and it's time for tonight's second half. Let's head back to the gym, and with play-by-play, it's Scott Montesano.
All right, here we go with the second half of play. It's all Memorial in this one. They lead 50-10. It'll be Menominee ball as we begin the second half. Menominee heading from right to left across your listening device. And hey, hello to those on 93.5 and those online at echometownradio.com. Heck, people can even be tuned in tonight in Port Huron, Michigan, thanks to the internet. Well, Jordan Allman gets second half started for Menominee, driving down to her left and scoring off the window. Cuts the lead to 50-12. Raina Welch, the senior for Memorial, dribbles into the lane and throws it back outside. Schroeder. She's in the lane and scraped away, however, by Burt. Burt, left-hand dribble for Menominee, comes the other way, puts up a shot up and over Ashlyn Schroeder, off the glass and scores, and a couple of quick buckets here for Menominee, giving them a little bit of a spurt, cutting the lead to 50-14 in the opening minute of the second half. A successful senior night so far for the Memorial Old Abes. These Old Abes seniors, though, still have a few more home games left, including Thursday night against Rice Lake, and then likely at least two playoff games. Raina Welch gets a pass at the right block, goes up, no, but she was fouled. And will get a couple of shots.
So, yeah, it's been a great showing here from Memorial. Nothing you can say that can really hurt them in this moment, as they have shown no signs of slowing down.
Raina Welch hits the first free throw. The Old Abes, again, just the level of intensity they've played at's been very good. And it's interesting to see how these teams play this second half as Welch makes the second free throw. Because at the end of the day, you only have so many more minutes to play. So don't anticipate either team taking the foot off the proverbial gas pedal here, if you will. Play hard, have fun out there, see what types of memories you can create. You're not just here to milk out the remaining 18 minutes. If this was, say, pro or even college, you may be just trying to get to the next game. But in high school, every moment's a chance just to play and have fun. Burt at the right block for Menominee, goes up Nene, but she was fouled. And if that's on Ferguson, that'll be her third. And it will be on Ferguson, and Burt will go to the line. It will, regardless of the score and all that, it'd be hard for the Old Abes to duplicate what they did in the first half as Burt hits the free throw. It wasn't just the fact they scored 50 points. It's the fact they also held Menominee to only 10 in that half. And you got to figure there's a kick coming from Menominee, even if it's way too late, as Burt makes both free throws. So Menominee's already got 6 points in this second half, not 2 minutes in. Welch gets a pass from the side into the lane, but had the ball pawed away from her, stolen back by Menominee. So Menominee's got that kick in the second half. They pass it ahead to Burt. Right block, floats him a shot. Hits nothing, though. It's taken back by Memorial the other way. Nora Kling drives in the lane, throws it to Shaw, left corner. Takes the three. No, long rebound. Caught by Kling. What an athletic play. Goes up and scores. Kling reached up, pawed it with her right hand, as that ball looked like it was well ticketed to going into the corner. What an athletic play by her to catch that ball and then go up and score.
Yeah, that is just a great play from Kling. She's showing off that athletic ability even with this scoreboard. it's still an opportunity to make plays like that.
Again, there's a lot of members of this Memorial team, and there's a lot of sophomores and juniors that are playing very well. What Kling does in the playoffs will tell a big, big story. And you feel guilty putting a lot on her shoulders. But she doesn't play like a freshman. Here's a three up top for Auth for Menominee. Nene, long rebound, comes down to Adams at the free throw line. Memorial going the other way. Pass along the baseline. Saved along the baseline by Kling. What athleticism again. Then Kling has it on the sideline. Right-hand dribble. Bullies her ball underneath. Goes up and scores with a left-hand scoop shot. And Kling has got 9 points in the game. It's 56-16. Memorial with under 15 to go.
And Nora Kling just plays more like a junior or senior. She shows off the athleticism, saving that ball again.
Auth for three up top for Menominee. Got it. Sierra Auth hits a three. Senior gets Menominee's first three of the game. Was telling somebody earlier today, a former coach for the Old Abes, in fact, about Nora Kling. And now, Kling's got that potential to be a special, special player. There's no guarantee she's going to have to keep working on it. Brandon Fanning's told us about how, you know, she has to get more of the intellectual game. A lot of that comes as you get older and you just learn more about the game. But she's got the athleticism. Here she is digging for an offensive rebound through two Menominee defenders underneath. She gets it loose and then is tripped up in a foul on Menominee.
Yeah, Barfnick and Burt both going after that ball, and great work from Nora Kling, able to try and rip that ball away from the two. Nevertheless, draws the contact and gets the foul.
And Nora Kling kind of buries the fact there's a lot of very good sophomores on this team, including Marley Ferguson here, who gets a feed at the right block. She can't finish the layup, though. And the ball bad to Menominee, but now Ferguson's having an outstanding sophomore year. Another steal by Menominee. Let up the floor, Memorial, I should say. Let up the floor to Nora Kling, and Kling will score. Ball stolen. Ava Hoytot, the junior, flings it ahead to Kling, and Kling scores on the runout. It's 58-19 Memorial with 13:30 left in the second half, and Kling nearly gets a steal at midcourt, but the ball this time protected by Allman for Menominee. Now you're just showing off. Right block, turnaround shot, no for Allie Haas for Menominee, but she was bumped in the back. And Haas will go to the line to shoot two as Adams dinged with her second foul.
Yeah, Nora Kling is at this point, she's just showing off. She's doing everything you think you would see from a junior or senior, doing everything. She's going after steals. She's saving balls on the baseline, driving in and making plays, and that's what a good player will do. It'll come down to if she continues that throughout her years.
Makes both free throws. The lead cut to 58-20. Allie Haas gets her first 2 points of the game, so the lead down to 38. Welch, right block, off the glass, no rebound. Welch gets her own board. Welch through three defenders, puts up a right-hand shot. That leaks off the side, no. Gets the ball again, but this time they call a hell ball situation as she and Brooklyn Steary were both bear-hugging the basketball. It'll stay with the Old Abes, though, down to our right. This Menominee team is one that's got a lot of seniors, but boy, are they struggling as this season winds down. Kaylee drives the baseline for Memorial. She got fouled as she went up. Got whacked on the arm by Sierra Auth of Menominee. So Kaylee will get a couple of free throws.
That's now the sixth combined foul on both of these teams to start off this second half.
Kaylee trying to bring us back to running clock as her first free throw front rim and drops off to the right. No good. All eyes will start turning to Thursday night. Memorial will be home to Rice Lake. Rice Lake has won six in a row. And right now in second place in the BRC. So they'll try to see if they can claw at the conference's most dominant team in Memorial. Kaylee does make the second free throw, by the way. She's got 3 points in the game. 39-point lead for the Old Aves. 7 minutes into the second half. Hoth drives the baseline, got turned around, however, by Graham, and throws it outside. Haas, right wing, left hand jumper to the free throw line, but she's walled off by Welch. Burt, right block with it. Gets double teamed, pass along the baseline, and a 10-foot jumper is off the mark by Macy Marlette. Ball across the baseline. It will stay with Menominee. You know, not a bad crowd here. Not many students are here tonight, but not a bad crowd when you consider the crosstown showdown in boys hockey going on as well. North M Memorial in hockey tonight. A 10-foot jumper off the glass is in for Jordan Allman as Allman banks it in from 10 feet out. Allman's got 8 points in the game. Welch head fake up top, drives the lane, puts it up off the heel. No, Burt the rebound for Menominee. Menominee ball as they attack the hoop down to our left. 59-22, though, all Old Aves in this one. Menominee's already topped their point total, though, from the entire first half. They've got 12 in this second half. Had just 10 in the entire first half. A three off the mark by Haas, right side. Rebound to Kaylee. Kaylee up the floor. Yo-yos with the right hand. Bullets a chest pass to Raina Welch. Welch can't finish the layup underneath. Goes up once, no. Goes up twice, no again. Gets another rebound. They'll get into the left corner. A three by Cora Graham. Bottoms. You know, it's great that Graham made that. That's one thing, though, that Raina Welch has got to hit those layups underneath you. You're not going to want to miss those in a playoff game. A three on the way by Allman for Menominee right wing. That's no good. Rebound is picked up here by Memorial. Running up the floor, Ava Hoytot. Hoytot will just take it all the way herself, and Hoytot will score off the glass. She got the rebound and went the length of the floor and scored, scooting up there like a rabbit darting through a backyard on a snow-covered field.
Yeah, Hoytot went coast-to-coast on that one and beat a defender and put in the awkward shot.
Kaylee, a steal at midcourt, leads it ahead to Marley Ferguson. Ferguson will score. It's 66-22. Memorial leads by 44, and with 10:56 to go in the game, timeout Menominee. We'll take a timeout with them. You're listening to Eau Claire Area High School Basketball from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
Well, we'll get back to running clock situation in a moment. 10:56 to go in the second half. Memorial leads 66-22. The Old Aves began the game on a 13-0 run. In fact, they scored 13 points in the game's first 3 minutes. Menominee scored 10 the entire first half. It's been all Memorial in this one.
Yeah, it's been all Memorial. It's just been a great game for them.
So Menominee basketball as they attack the hoop down to our left. Barknett along the side, ball knocked away by Shaw. Shaw trying to get control of it in midcourt, though, but she can't stay in bounds. As she was tipping at the ball with her fingertips, trying to keep it in bounds as it was on the floor rolling. Again, the playoff seeds, the brackets will be unleashed on Sunday. Then you'll have next week, which will be the silly week. Well, here's a steal by Shaw now in midcourt. Leads it ahead to Nora Kling, and Kling will finish it off. And unbelievably, Kling, who played in the JV game and only had 2 points in the final minute of the first half, is now up to, let's see here, 13 points in the game. Burt underneath. No, Burt gets her own rebound for Menominee and scores. And Brooklyn Burt, a couple of points right there. As Brooklyn Burt trying to end the game strong, the senior trying to, down to her last few games. as a player. You're running out of guaranteed games as a senior. You start to see the end of that season. You start to see playoffs, but there's no official game on a date. And once you get to the playoffs, any moment could be a sudden end to your competitive career unless you do get a chance to play in college. Here's Adams underneath for Memorial. Gets double teamed, held ball situation, and we'll get the ball back to Menominee. And in the case right there of Adams, she'll go and play college sports, but she's going to play volleyball in college. So when this basketball season's over, thus will end, again, her competitive basketball season. And that is emotional for these players.
Yeah, when you end your time playing a sport, it definitely doesn't feel the same when you go and play that different sport.
Again, they had the senior night festivities before the game. Players went out to midcourt, the seniors, and they were all read speeches by the underclassmen. Some teams do it where the parents will walk out and whatnot. You don't see that as much in basketball anymore, though, where the parents walk out, because they do the parents' night earlier in the season. So typically you're seeing more and more of the basketball teams do what Brandon Fanning did here, where the senior stands at midcourt and the underclassmen read speeches they had written about those seniors. They also got balloons. Each senior got a bouquet of balloons, Derek. I know you wanted one.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't mind going down there and stealing one for myself.
And again, no students here, no band or anything, but a good turnout of the community, by the way, which I had my doubts as to what type of crowd we'd have tonight with the Crosstown Showdown going on, but a nice turnout here, and you hope there's a big crowd on Thursday when Rice Lake is here. By the way, Thursday we'll have boys basketball action. Derek and myself will be over in Altoona on Thursday night. Altoona against St. Croix Central in boys basketball on Thursday night. That should be a big one in the Middle Border Conference. Altoona's been struggling the last 3 weeks. They desperately need a win. That juncture of the year where everybody who's kind of 500 still, the big thing they're playing for right now is to maybe get at least one home game in the playoffs. Missed shot here for Menominee and a rebound by the senior Abby Mason Dupree. So Dupree into the game now, the senior getting a chance to wind down her career. Ferguson for three up top, no good for Memorial. Offensive rebound though to Ava Hoytot, and Memorial's got the ball again. Palmier will dribble at midcourt. Skips her way to the right wing. White top left wing. Ferguson, top of the key. Looking to bounce a feed into the slop underneath. It's picked off, though, by Burt. 7:35 to go in the ball game. 68-24. Memorial leads Menominee by 44 points. Haas, free throw line, trying to work on Mason Dupree, but Dupree's not going to give her any bit of movement there. Top of the key, three on the way is good, however, for Jordan Allman. So Allman hits the three. Ferguson, though, answers right back for Memorial. A five-foot jumper from the right baseline is good, and Marley Ferguson's got 12 points in the game. 70-27 Memorial. As the Old Aves well on their way to eclipsing the 80-point mark for what would be the fourth time this year. We'll see this Memorial team again next for game one of the playoffs. We'll follow Memorial as long as they are in the playoffs. So next time we'll have them will be for that first playoff game in a couple of Fridays. Menominee basketball one shot doesn't go in. Menominee gets the rebound. And then leaning in underneath, trying to go up strong is Allie Haas. Nay, nay, but she got fouled. And Haas will get a couple of free throws.
And with a team dreaming of a big playoff run for Memorial, they completely showed they can dominate in the first half. And this one, putting up 50 points and holding Menominee to 10 is just a ridiculous number.
First one is good for Haas, the 5'11 senior. Second free throw is good as well. Yeah, we will will see this Memorial team next for their first playoff game. And barring against something really funky happening and somebody completely forgetting that the Old Abes exist, the Old Abes will have a seed, likely one, two, or three, but they'll have a seed in which they'll be in position to host the first two playoff games. Remember, there's home court advantage in the first two rounds of the playoffs. Nora Kling, a three from the corner, no good. Offensive rebound, Memorial, a three on the way from the right wing by Hoytot. That's off the heel, Nene. Rebound back to Menominee. Into the lane, Almond. Almond, though, had it scraped away from her by Ava Hoytot. And Memorial the basketball. Cora Graham, baseline left. Tried to go underneath of the pass to Abby Larson. Checked into the game. It's over her head. Ball loose in the deck. Larson drops down onto her butt for the ball. She got bear hugged, though, by Bird in the hell ball situation. On the alternating possession arrow, it will stay with Memorial. Running clock. Clock continues to bleed down to 4:45 left in the ball game. Kaylee finds Hoytot open in the corner, and Hoytot buries the three. Ava Hoytot hits the three. She's got 13 points in the game, 73-28 in favor of the Old Aves. The Old Aves have only been held to 23 points in this half.
Yeah, that is something remarkable, just showing how big of a first half they had. And even the second half hasn't been anything to scoff at.
Burt right block, got the pass, turns and fires a shot off the glass and scores. Well, one thing that no doubt Tyra Swanson will try to dig for as a positive for Menominee, as you look at the second half, Memorial is still outscoring Menominee in this second half, but only by a 23-20 margin. The difference in this game was that 50-10 first half. Kaylee, left wing, pass into the left corner for Graham. Graham back to Kaylee, who's gotten a long run in this game, as Kaylee. Brandon Fanning telling us before the game, it's pretty much an open tryout every game for everybody who wants to get playing time in the playoffs, as Millie Kaylee hits a three. The sophomore Kaylee's got 6 points in the game. It's 76-30 in favor of the Old Aves. Burt takes a bump from the baseline, flings up a shot, no, but she'll go to the line and get a couple of free throws as the clock will continue to run in a running clock situation.
As this one winds down, we can think about what Memorial will do potentially in the season. Remember, we got the big one against Rice Lake to look at.
Well, Memorial, I think it was Menominee. Menominee's going to use a timeout. We'll take one with them. 3:16 to go in the ball game. Memorial leads 76-30. Back right after this from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Eau Claire Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify today.
.316 to play in the ball game. It's all Memorial. The Old Aves cruising in this one on top of Menominee, 76-30. A couple of free throws coming up for Brooklyn Burt for Menominee. Now, despite what's going on here, as Burt hits this free throw, it is good to see Tyra Swanson getting a shot at being a head coach at her alma mater. Spent last year as an educator and an assistant coach at Eau Claire North and has now gotten over to our alma mater. Mentioned before, was a member of the back-to-back NCAA tournament blue gold team from just a couple of years ago. And married to Joe Swanson, former member of the blue gold football team for 4 years. A couple of free throws made there by Burt. Burt, despite the score on the board, is put up some numbers here tonight. Millie Kaylee, right wing, handing it to Lauren Redwine, the sophomore now checking into the game, and Redwine seeing some time here down the stretch. Hoytot up top for Memorial, got it to Kaylee right side. Final 2:40 of this one. Redwine throws it right sideline. Three on the way by Hoytad. No, Millie Keeley swings on through looking for the rebound, but it goes off her palms out of bounds. Back to Menominee.
But yeah, Memorial's treating this one like it's a playoff game right now. They have not let off the gas at all, and it has shown here. Now, to be fair to Menominee, they have held their own here in the second half.
The fans are stuck around to see the duration of this one. A lot of them getting free popcorn. There's a lady opposite of us who, no doubt, they got a lot of extra popcorn in the concession stand. Pass the wall to the left and got to get rid of it somehow. A three off the mark by Miller for Menominee. Offensive rebound, though, for Menominee. Off the three from the right wing. That's no good. And Mason Dupree with the rebound for the Old Aves. Up the floor to Redwine. Then she tries to hit a home run pass to Ava Hoytad, but it's over Hoytad's head, out of bounds, back to Menominee with 140 and counting.
And as this one gets set to wind down, we can really look at how impressive that Memorial first half was. 50 points, they've only scored 26 here in the second half, but the key word there is only in air quotes. 26, still plenty of points for the second half that they dominated the first.
The odd thing is, it seemed like it was a foregone conclusion they'd get to 80 points in this game. That might not happen, but that's just bookkeeping. Turned over here by Menominee. It's going to go back to Memorial. Memorial's got 76 points. Right now they need a couple of buckets to get to that 80 as we hit the final minute of this one.
And we'll see if they'll look for that 80 here on these next in this next few moments.
Ball knocked away at midcourt and out of bounds. Back to Memorial. Final 45 seconds. And nobody at this point really hurrying either. Everybody's had a chance already to play, so the muscles are already kind of relaxing in this one. Millie Kaylee yo-yos the ball at midcourt. Redwine. Sideline, bounce feed looking for Mason Dupree underneath. Mason Dupree had a notch away from her. A couple of big bodies dive for the ball. The ball pops loose and it's picked up here by Menominee. 20 seconds left to go, likely the last possession of the game. Holzer has it left side. Haven't seen her since the game's opening minutes. Down to the final 5 seconds. A three heaved up off the front rim. No good by Macy Marlette. Rebound to Kaylee for the Old Aves. She'll dribble out the clock, and there's the buzzer ending this one. It is happy handshake time for the Memorial Old Aves, who win this one, going away, taking down Menominee 76-32. A pillar-to-post beatdown by the Old Aves.
Yeah, they showed no signs of slowing down at all from the very beginning, and this was all Memorial in this one. Menominee just really didn't stand a chance.
All right, now, yeah, the Old Aves were nothing more than the old proverbial steamroller, and Menominee served the role of being a stuffed teddy bear. There was no resistance to stopping that steamroller today. All Old Aves as they win this one in a rout, 76-32. Back with final thoughts right after this. You're listening to Eau Claire Area High School Basketball from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Stay tuned for tonight's postgame show featuring a recap of the game and a look at the final stats.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and name. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's time for tonight's postgame show featuring a recap of the game. Let's get back to the gym and Scott Montesano.
And welcome back one final time to Memorial High School here in Eau Claire. All old Abes as they pick up this BRC girls basketball win. The Memorial Old Abes remain undefeated in the conference. Not only do they remain undefeated in the conference, they get another blowout victory as the Memorial Old Abes take down the Menominee Mustangs by the final score of 76-32. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano joining us as well. The Old Abes have won their conference games. Mind you, conferences tend to have a lot of parity. There might be a little bit of a wide extreme at the ends of the standings, but mostly you get a lot of competitive games. Memorial has won their conference games by an average of 29 points. Tonight, they won this one by 44 points. Memorial began the game on a 13-0 run and never looked back. Just an outstanding performance by Brandon Fanning's team, and they look playoff ready. You just hope they can keep up this intensity for another 2 weeks before it really does become the playoffs.
Yeah, they steamroll their way through this one, and looking ahead for the Rice Lake one, they'll look to win that one and secure this conference title.
Yeah, the win tonight, mathematically, they can do no worse than a share of the BRC crown. Memorial can lock it up officially on Thursday night, but that again seems like a fait accompli. Plus a win on Thursday, they really would have no holes in their resume to make sure they don't get at least a top three seed, if not a top two, or maybe even a top seed, a top one seed, if you will, in the playoff brackets that will be released on Sunday. Derek, give us the final thoughts in this game. I know the numbers kind of evened a little bit in the second half, but because of that outstanding first half, just great numbers for Memorial.
Yeah, it is just nothing but great numbers for Memorial. They held Menominee to just 15% shooting from beyond the three-point arc and 41% shooting overall, while also shooting themselves 66% from the field in this one. So they made two-thirds of their shots, and that is just ridiculous from them, as well as 57% from beyond the three-point arc. So a complete domination for Memorial, as well as on the glass. They had, let's see here, 8 offensive rebounds in the second half as well. So they were still getting offensive rebounds in the second half, end up getting 17 in this one. So it's safe to say this one was all Memorial.
Leading scorers, Menominee got 12 points from Jordan Aumann, 11 from Brooklyn Burt. As for Memorial, 13 points each for Nora Kling and Ava Hoytot, and 12 for Marley Ferguson. The top three scorers, by the way, features a freshman, a sophomore, and a junior. So while this was senior night, and when the season does come to an end, at some point in the next several weeks for Memorial, you'll say goodbye to 4 seniors, including players like Raina Welch. You're not looking ahead to next season quite yet. Next season isn't guaranteed to any of us. We could slip on a bar of soap tomorrow. But this is not an all-or-nothing type of run either for Memorial. You got a little bit of that with the boys. The Memorial Old A boys have a little bit of an all-or-nothing situation for them as they gear up for the playoffs. For this Old A girls basketball team, Brandon Fanning has got a juggernaut that has been built here. Menominee with the loss, they've now lost 6 straight BRC games. They sit at 10-12 overall, 5-7 in the conference. Memorial is now 19-2 overall, 12-0 in the conference. Derek, your final thoughts?
Well, it's safe to say this one's all Memorial. They'll look ahead for the final this last week and then get set for postseason time.
Well, our next coverage is on Thursday night. We'll talk to you again from Altoona High School. Boys basketball action on Thursday night. Altoona against St. Croix Central. Coverage begins right around 7 o'clock. Well, Derek, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Well, I was glad to be here.
Well, that'll wrap it up for us here this evening from Memorial High School. On behalf of everyone who made this broadcast possible, I'm Scott Montesano, saying there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. Make sure to take advantage of it. And until Thursday night, so long, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in. Presentation of Eau Claire High School Football from Eau Claire Hometown Media, 93.5 The Tap, and Civic Media. For a schedule of other upcoming games, visit echometownradio.com or thetap.fm.
At the tail end, combats that, so we can own our own messaging and humanize ourselves. But in the micro, the first march, I didn't even know was happening until the day of. I saw women marching and just started marching with them. And then, but then we just slowly started planning. You know, it starts with messaging first of the folks that work with us every day. And then with that messaging, they basically wanted to celebrate the lives of the relatives, and not the victimhood or the tail end, you know, giving that abuse the power, but giving our lives the power. The art is too also meant to celebrate the lives of the people, and then also bringing families together, that because really of 7 degrees of separation, literally everyone's got this and has this experience in their family. There's not a Native person not affected by this. I mean, you'd be really hard pressed to find someone that isn't related, that has a relative that isn't missing, one, and then everyone's related to a woman or child or a person as a child that's been molested or raped, you know. So it's, you know, that's, yeah. Anyway, we get into the histories, you know, that they don't teach in school, and that's now our legal, you know. I think they're trying to make it illegal to teach in college now as well, or just to know it might be imprisonable. Yeah. Anyway, sorry, I digress. So the art workshops themselves, I kind of modeled it off of my uncle Earl up in White Earth would just teach us how to make like birch bark baskets and quill work and bead work in the basement and in the family. And then, you know, we'd pilgrimage to ceremonies in South Dakota. And I realized there's a parallel there to folks working together for art objects or regalia for a common cause, you know. And then in that, you build that camaraderie and conversation that strengthens family or strengthens that ceremony and then strengthens each other, like pretty much art therapy, you know. So and I saw that with IP3 out at Standing Rock, how it worked en masse, you know. So I kind of made my own little, I got training from IP3 and you know, also have a master's degree in arts and whatnot. And Native history, but then kind of congealed all that together, and I just bring ideas to other organizations, and really it's been an honor to bring ideas to these women that sometimes they take it, sometimes they're a bit much, or, you know, I tell folks I try to land on Mars, but if we make it to the moon, it's still cool, you know. Like I always go for way too much, but we always end up doing something cool.
Yeah.
But then, well, yeah, it's art therapy for the families too. Sorry. So they get to come in and be heard and listened to. And in the workshops, I found other people of color. It's really, it's a real common thing across the POC community, you know? It's definitely art therapy, not only for our community, but for other communities too. Maybe get enveloped or wrap in or a connection point to share common grief and heal together.
Yeah, I know on the 12th, you'll be overseeing and helping people come in and do some screen printing. Let's talk a little bit about that. That's from 10 to 7, so that's a long day for you and people coming in. Talk about some of the parameters, what you need from people to come in to do this work. And I know we give out shirts and everything, and you're a big part of that. But let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. At my workshops, I don't give out shirts. What it is is you bring your own fabric and we'll screen print for free. And I tell orgs, if you bring more than like five things, you know, you have to leave some employees. Like, you can't drop off like 50 shirts and expect to pick them up later. You know, you got to leave some employees. So it's very volunteer based and community based. And we do work hard, don't get me wrong. But we do have orgs that set up ahead of time that I'm real pussy. Like, we have leftovers from last year, but generally speaking, it's sometimes like, Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center, Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition, Native American Community Clinic. They definitely bring a lion's share of shirts to give away. That'll be like 500 to 1,000 items we'll try to print that will be given away the next day. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is, if you bring your own fabric, we'll screen print for free, but that's one or two items. But as a community member, I've seen families, we've just showed them how to pull screens and they get into it. And then, you know, they'll go home and get their laundry basket and bring back all the cotton that'll fit under a screen, you know? And then some folks won't do anything. They'll just sit there and eat and talk and share. And that's great too. You know, it's really whatever capacity you can be there. It's just lovely to have community there. And you know, we used to make posters. This year we're not so it's just every year depends on budget and time and all that. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll have at least 8 screens pulling at a time. Volunteers are lining up. And then the shirts do take, they do have to dry overnight. Oh, 1 minute till break. I'm hoarding space. but yeah, volunteers welcome and bring all the cotton fabric. Cotton works best.
Well, Anna, we got, you got scarves you gave out last year, this year too, right?
Yeah, we'll have some blank red bandanas that could be printed. And yeah, we'll have more of the scarves from last year. We really want to encourage people to come out to the screen printing, to the march. We want to lend support to families and really let them know that they're not alone in this. We talk about what it means to be a good relative in the community. And I want to really bring that home this year. How would you search for your relative if they were missing? These are our nieces. These are our nephews. Like, they're our family. When we talk about Hunkah families or adopting each other, like, these are people, these are relatives that are missing. This isn't somebody else's daughter. These are our kids. These are our brothers, sisters, grandmas, grandpas. So just bringing that home.
Right on. We'll be talking about that more in the next segment. And you're listening to Native Roots Radio. We'll be right back.
Registration is open for the Community Connections Conference on February 8th at the Minneapolis Convention Center. It's a free, fun way to get involved in local decision-making. Join the city of Minneapolis for workshops, resources, music and dance, good food, a scavenger hunt, jobs, internships, and a conversation on community health. RSVP at minneapolismn.gov/CCC. That's minneapolismn.gov/CCC.
Thinking about college? Consider checking out Minnesota Private Colleges. These 18 nonprofit institutions keep the focus on students with small classes and professors who will get to know you. You'll find students from all backgrounds, and no two colleges are alike. And when it comes to cost, they're more affordable than you think. Find the college that's right for you at mnprivatecolleges.org/possible. That's mnprivatecolleges.org/possible.
Native history in Minnesota is diverse and rich. Indigenous people have dwelled here for thousands of years and continue to live here today. Our home, Native Minnesota, at the Minnesota Historical Society, shares the history and contemporary stories of the region's Native peoples. Now on display, the mask designed by Miwokan Dakota artist Cole Redhorse Taylor and worn by Minnesota Wild goaltender Marc-Andre Fleury. Visit the Minnesota History Center to hear stories of resilience, adaptation, and survival.
Do you have a vehicle you no longer need? Are you a little cash-strapped? Rudy Luther Toyota will pay you for your used vehicle. It's really simple. Head to RudyLutherToyota.com, answer a few simple questions, and Rudy Luther Toyota will get you an instant offer. Then they will set up an appointment, and after a quick verification, they will handle all the paperwork and coordinate getting you your check. It's that simple. It's a fast way for you to get rid of the vehicle you no longer need, putting money in your hands. For more information, head to RudyLutherToyota.com. That's RudyLutherToyota.com.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Ow. Hey, we are talking about what's coming up this week. And Anna, I want to get back to you. We're with Anna and Rory, and I want to get back to you about what you were saying at the end there. Let's talk a little bit about what's going to be a little different this year and the little different focus that you were just talking about before we went to break.
Yeah. You know, last year we really tried to be intentional about making sure that we say the names. We always say that, right? Say their names. And so we want to really acknowledge relatives. We're starting to try and get a more comprehensive list. As you all know, data is like one of the shortcomings that we don't have enough of to really give a total look at everybody who has been impacted. And so we're trying to do better at that, but also really just calling on community to, like, our bandanas are sweet, our scarves are sweet, and our license plates, we're super happy to have that. But also just like really asking community, like, claim our relatives. This isn't somebody else's child who's missing. These are your nieces, your nephews, your brothers and sisters, your grandmas. And so just really trying to build that sense of community. Rory does that with bringing folks together through art and doing that, but really wanting to send, you know, messages to families and not just saying the words, really building up, like, they're not alone in this. And that's really something I want to push this year and do better as a state, is building that sense of community and letting families know they're not alone, because we hear too many of those stories of moms, of families, you know, having been responsible for searches after the, you know, little bit of buzz. If there's any media coverage on it at all, that goes away and families are left without answers. And so wanting to build up their support systems and show them what we as Indigenous people can do, not divided by tribes. We're Indigenous relatives, whether you're from North America, South America, Red Lake, Leech Lake, you know, the Dakota tribes, you know, we're relatives, and we have to be that. We've had enough impact of divide and conquer. So it's time to do better.
I agree 100%. And Rory, you were saying earlier, one out of three, out of the 78,000 relatives that live in the Twin Cities, that's a big number.
Yeah, for us as Native people, yeah, that's huge. But I get, for the whole population of Minnesota, you know, it just kind of gets drowned out. No, right. Pun intended there, I guess. That analogy. And yeah, I kind of lost. I was going to add on to what Anna was saying. But yeah, over the years, we have, you know, we're at, you know, roughly 10,000 items, not including those red dresses we did during COVID because we couldn't assemble. But what she sparked my memory of a performance that everyone should check out that Rebecca Belmore did about 30 years ago, where she called out the names of the missing and murdered as an art piece in a video. And that's when video art and everything was it was not art back then. You know what I'm saying? It was movie or kitsch. It wasn't fine art yet or whatever. I don't know. It was whatever. But anyway, that was that. That's the art context. But I thought it was just such a strong piece 30 years ago. And that really influenced what I wanted to do, that messaging for art, literally. You know, so I think it's like full circle that art can do that now. And I think, you know, maybe we need to start putting, you know, stenciling names out on the streets with like these little red dress stencil cutouts and paint names in them, and just get the names out there. You know, these aren't just statistics that can just get drowned out. You know, we're people and families that are still grieving and will continue to. And not only that, I don't want to get into the boarding school stuff, but you know, that's, you know, my grandmother wouldn't teach us the language because she was afraid we'd get treated like she did for knowing it. And I mean, given this climate we're in now, I mean, how far off of right was she? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Anyway, I digress. But yeah, we got to, I want to, anyone, it's, but it's all about money, right? I have kids, I have bills to pay, and you know, I'm sick now, and we got to still find ways to, but anyway, I want to cover the streets with art and paint, you know, paint the streets red, names included. Yeah. That's, anyway, sorry.
That's a great idea.
Little tangential art brain there. Sorry.
That's a big deal. I went to, what's his name? The guy that does all the stuff in New York City, went to his museum where they do all the art, the graffiti, and bring out the public message. So I'm all for that. Anna, we digressed a little bit with the numbers. I was off on the numbers a little bit, but I've always been told 1 out of 3 of our relatives, our lady relatives, will be abused in one way or another. And what I was getting at 78,000 people in the Twin Cities, half of them are women. That's a big number.
Yeah, actually, it depends on the type of violence, whether it's sexual violence or physical violence. Those numbers are, you know, 8 out of 10. And so they're even higher than as we start to do deeper dives into the data and what we're seeing as national trends. And that's just... How can that be? But, you know, part of the MMIW task force report identified the root causes of MMIR as being, you know, when did we start going missing and become murdered at colonization? Yeah. And then that continued with the attempted genocide of our people through, you know, what Rory mentioned, not just boarding schools, but all the historical trauma on top of sexual objectification of Indigenous people and racism and sexism. There's so many, so many of those root causes that just that have impacted our community for so long. And so we're trying to raise awareness around it and address that. And within our office, we do a lot of training on different aspects within the general community, within law enforcement, victim service providers, court services, the child welfare system. And so we're doing that, but it's a drop in the bucket. We have a lot of work to do. So we're trying and showing up as the first step. So that's one of the reasons we're doing this walk, this march, is to show up, to be there.
Absolutely. And then if we can, we got about a minute left. Anna, can you just say where the, on the 12th, where that will be held, and also I believe it's going to be starting and ending at the Minneapolis American Indian Center, the march.
Yep. So the screen print event is at Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center. I saw Ruth on earlier, so hosted in her location. And then the march, like you mentioned, will be
93.5 The Tap. Pat Kreitlow.
Well, that's me, but I won't be here. I'm off this week, so Greg Bach and Kristen Lyerly will be filling in Monday through Thursday, Todd Alba on Friday.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. While in the Oval Office, Elon Musk, who President Trump has charged with overhauling the federal government, was asked about the work of his DOGE task force, insisting,
"It's not optional for us to reduce the federal expenses. It's essential."
Two winter storm warnings hitting much of the U.S. with a snowstorm from the Midwest to parts of the East Coast. In Southern California, heavy rain will hit fire-ravaged areas. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass.
The city is making important preparations for the rain. We have a head start, and so more than 7,500 feet of concrete barriers, more than 6,500 sandbags, and other erosion control measures throughout the Palisades.
Know someone with the flu? Federal health officials say cases are at their highest level in 15 years. See